Hello, I'm Andrew Middleton, and this is the Learning, Teaching and Assessment in Higher Education podcast from Sheffield Hallam University in the UK. I'm talking to Vic Whittaker from our Division of Education in the Faculty of Development and Society. Vic works with teachers at undergraduate level and postgraduate level, and in particular, he works with them in relation to technology. I decided that Vic would be a really useful person for me to talk to in relation to my ongoing project to find out more about the potential for Web 2.0 applications in education. I contacted several people and provided them with a list of about 30 applications from across the board and asked them to select one that sounded interesting to them and take a look at it and then come back and talk to me about ideas or issues they'd found with that application. I was surprised when Vic told me that he'd chosen Todarlist, a web-based application for managing tasks. As you'll see from the following conversation, Vic had a few ideas, and it ended up being a very useful conversation for me, and I hope it is for you too. Thank you for looking at this application. And when we were talking yesterday, you said you thought you were going to take a look at Todarlist.
I did. I thought Todar might be useful because of particularly my undergraduates who have kind of project-based work to do with ICT. And one of the biggest problems is communicating the group on kind of tasks to be done, who's done what, you know, when it's been cleared. And at the moment, they do use Blackboard and they use the group areas for that. But it doesn't quite give them the kind of structured to-do list that something like Todar does.
Can you just describe Todar?
It's a very simple task list system. It seems to be a subset of a much larger program, but it just allows you to create multiple lists as task lists. You can call the task lists anything you like, and you can set them up for either private or public users. I'm thinking of using it in the private user side. So all you do is you set up a task list and then you enter in the email addresses of the rest of the group that you want to have access to that. They can then access the same task list as a private group and they can pick up tasks, make sure they're done, put in information, say they're completed, take them off the task list, that kind of thing. So very focused, very tight. It doesn't have any other sort of tools as it stands that would kind of detract from it. So it just has the one application. But I think for that specific purpose, simple, easy, useful.
I run one list, and as you say, you can have multiple lists with different headers. I tend to have one for work, and I add an item. I have that delivered to me in an RSS feed.
Yep.
And when I've done that, I go back in occasionally, either add some more things that need to be added, change the priorities up and down the list, and delete the things that I reckon are done. It doesn't offer the percentages of progress or anything like that. It's simple. Here's the thing to do when you've done it. Come in and delete it. So I use it in a much more simple way.
I think it's basically the same application, but it's just a kind of multi-user version of it.
Yeah, so how does that work then? Because a task is usually, you know, owned by one person.
Well, if you think in terms of the kind of application that my students are using, they go into a school and they find an ICT application that could support teaching and learning. And then as a group, they try to develop that application and deliver it to the school. So there's all kind of tasks that are going on. They need to collaborate in a number of ways, and they need to divide tasks up. For instance, you might have somebody who's particularly good at web development who might be putting together the basics of a website. Others might be adding content. Others still might be involved in the testing of that, the development of user guidance notes, that kind of thing. So there's multiple tasks within a single group, but they all need to interrelate. And I've tried in the past to help them to learn a little about project management. But I think on top of all the other tasks they're doing, it feels to me as if that's almost one step too far for them. So I think a simplified, multiple access to task list like this could be a really simple application for them that would be of benefit, whereas having to learn a project management system would probably be one more piece of software too far for them.
And I suppose if we're looking at the potential more widely, I mean, this could be applied to any learning group.
Oh, absolutely.
And for some domains, project management skills would be useful and important, and this starts to get people pointing in that direction. Yeah. And maybe
and a very short
step.
Yeah, which is nice. It's not too far to go. There's another application for it that occurred to me last night.
Right.
In tutorial with a student yesterday, a postgrad student, one of the things that came out was that she really struggles with task prioritisation. And we talked about different ways that we could I could help to enable her to kind of prioritise her task a little better. And after the tutorial, it occurred to me that Tada might be quite useful, because if she made her task list available to me, I could see the tasks that she's assigning, I could see the priorities that she's assigning, and if I think that perhaps she hasn't got her priorities quite right, I could always kind of come back in and maybe shift some of those tasks for her. And I don't know if Tada will allow me to leave a comment, I guess it would, just to say, I've moved the tasks, this is the reason. And it might be a way of kind of enabling her to kind of lift her prioritisation a little.
If you wanted to create a separate list with a different order of priorities, with the heading Vic,
as a
you could actually have it there as a comparison within the same application, and then you could have a discussion around it as well.
Yeah, why have I prioritised this at level 2? You've got it down at level 4.
Yeah,
that's really interesting.
I never thought a task list could be so
absolutely. It's a simple thing, but I mean, I guess if you're used to always ordering your things, if you've got a very busy life and you're used to ordering things, it seems to be a very simple, natural thing. But I guess for everybody that isn't the case.
The other thing, you know, if we're thinking about the educational potential of to-do lists, you get the opportunity to write, I don't know how many characters it is, but probably about 100 characters before you've obviously written too much for a list. So in terms of organising your thoughts, it's not only about prioritising them and making them distinct, but it's actually, there's a writing skill involved and a communication skill involved. Mm. So you can actually ping quite a lot or hang quite a lot off using a to-do list, can you?
Absolutely. And kind of at the moment, we're just looking at Tada in isolation as just this one little application. And if you could think of it being somehow integrated into the full environment like Blackboard at the moment, because my students do use the group areas significantly. And if one of the features of the group area was something like a Tada, then it would enhance that group area quite significantly, because they'd have the ability there to have individual and group access to their own group to-do list, as well as all the other features that are allowing them to discuss things around that, to add content in. And I guess that's sort of going towards more like the Facebook-type environment.
Yes, but it's interesting what you're pointing out here. On the one hand, we're looking at the advantage of Tada as being a very specific, well-focused, unambitious tool. But then we're looking at how that can be contextualised. And we're talking about Blackboard. So we could actually look at using it in conjunction with Blackboard.
Yeah.
And like any tools that we use, there's always a wider context. But the beauty here with Tada is that it's very well focused, simple to use.
Absolutely, yeah. And it is, as you said, one very small but significant step towards project management. So if you were in that position to be able to encourage students to take a bigger step and say, well, okay, that's just task list management. Now let's look how the entire project, if it was a commercial project, for instance, or a long-term project, this is how you might consider using software to help you manage the entire project.
Right, now we've been excited, so here's the downer.
Yeah, go on.
Because for me, I've said I have a Tada list, and I've tried similar things in Outlook, and I can't even remember what else I've tried. And I really enjoy the idea of trying to create a useful list of things to do. Now, this is me. I'm quite a disorganized person, and we're talking about disorganized people as being, you know, some of the people that could benefit from this. Where these things fall down is remembering to have a task that says, go and check your task list.
True.
So what's your response to that?
I think the group environment works well. I'm not sure how it would work in an individual environment. That's another thing altogether. But I do see in the group environment, you've got this kind of group responsibility, individual responsibility within the group. And that's already in play within my groups, within the Blackboard group discussion areas, and you can see when people are getting a little irritated that somebody isn't fulfilling their obligations. So if you had a to-do list in there, it is a support for somebody to know these are tasks I have to do. Here's the deadline I have to do them by. If all the group have access, then you've got that kind of group support to say, come on, Fred, you know, you were supposed to have this in last week. We're all waiting for it before we can move forward. And it's clearly visible. And the thing I like about it being sort of web-enabled is you don't lose the list. You know, pieces of paper are all well and good, but to-do lists on piece of paper are useless for me because I've even lost a file of facts in the past. You know?
Yeah.
And if that's where my to-do lists are, I've lost it. But if it's on the web, I can access it from anywhere. And that means, you know, if I get an email at home from a group member that says, you were supposed to have a task in, and I'm like, disorganized, it's, I was? When was that supposed to be for? I can go on and say, oh, right, yes, it was supposed to be in Tuesday. Oh, my God. Okay, I'll do something about it. I promise I'll have it in by the end of the week.
We mentioned the idea of writing a task very well, and I don't think Tada, if I'm correct, it doesn't have a date by, you know, a do-by date.
It doesn't, no.
So there's going to be a bit of an art in terms of knowing how to write a task, and I think the due-by or do-by date, quite similar, is one of the considerations there, isn't it? That,
it is, yeah. Although, even as it stands, if it hasn't got one, you could make that a simple group discipline that says anybody can update and can add tasks to the list, and then others can modify them. And if they always ensure that when you put a task up, there is a suggested to-do-by date, other people can go in and modify it. Somebody might put a task in that they expect you to do, and they've given you a to-do date, which you don't agree with. So here's part of the kind of group negotiation, isn't it? You can go in and say, no, I'm not having that.
So it starts to work as a communication tool, something
I think so.
Facilitate the organisation of group work.
I think even as it is, very simple. I mean, it has a lot of benefits just in being simple. And it has the ability for people, if they want to kind of extend that.
Well, I must say, when you said to me on the phone yesterday, you were thinking of looking at this, my reaction, I hope it didn't come across, right, is that it?
Why would you want to have a look at that?
Why? I don't think this is going to reveal too much, but I'm totally gobsmacked at actually how much has come out of this in terms of its application in education. That's great.
I think sometimes simple things are best. And it's specifically within this group environment that I see its application, because there is the project to be done, there are deadlines to meet, and if you've got something that will help support you in that, simple is great.
Okay, so what about risks?
I guess there are. I mean, the fact that you can make it private to some extent gives it some security, but, you know, anybody can hack in there. I've had friends on Facebook who've had their profiles changed by somebody else. I suppose it's like everything else, isn't it? You ought to have backup systems for anything that you have in place, and that's what we try to teach the students when they're using technology. So if they're going to have this web-enabled, I mean, one of the nice things about it, of course, is that Tada allows you to email the list to yourself and to others. So you have got a backup form of the list. In my setting, it's probably good because it's teaching students who are going to be responsible for technology in schools, the kind of cautions, backups, that sort of thing that they should be aware of.
Have you actually used this already with students?
Tada, no.
Right, but you've thought about it.
We're kind of struggling to make a to-do list accessible, and at the moment what most of the students do is put a Word document up in the group file exchange, and anybody can go in there and change it.
So it sounds as though you are actually going to use this now.
Oh yes, I'm going to show him how to do it and give him a go.
How would you imagine some of your colleagues reacting to this?
I think we've probably got a fairly representative group of tutors. I would say it's only a small team. There's about six or seven of us. I think the majority of them would see its application and would be interested. Numbers who would actually go for it in the short term, probably only two or three of us would actually try implementing it. But then you get the kind of waterfall effect that others will see it and use and think, hey, that's quite neat, I might try that myself.
One of the characteristics of many Web 2.0 applications, the simplicity.
Mm.
And so, actually, you know, I tried to identify some risks with you then. But it's small, it's focused.
Yeah.
The learning curve is minimal. There don't seem to be too many risks, and it doesn't seem to be one of those tools that's going to cause a problem if people see, you know, the ideas. Mm. You know, learning how to use it technically is going to be very easy. So I can see this spreading like wildfire.
Yeah, and it's so easy to get in. It's free. It's no big kind of registration process. It's a very simple registration process. You're in within seconds. You get the acknowledgement back almost instantaneously. I was quite surprised at how fast I got an email back to say it. I had a to-do list, and using it, because it's a simple application, is dead easy.
Yeah. I don't know how much you knew about Web 2.0.
Yeah, I guess as much as most people in the general area who are using the web. I'm not an expert in that area, but I use Facebook, members of online communities that use blogs and all the rest of it, photo galleries, that kind of stuff. So I'm aware of the potential, and I'm also aware of the limitations we have with Blackboard. And I would love to see some of the Web 2 ideas kind of in the Blackboard environment. Because I would say the biggest limitation I have with most of my students, particularly the postgrads, is that it is still very teacher-centered. Lots of things that I would like them to be able to do without my assistance and without me having to kind of create the areas for them. They could do so much more themselves, and a lot of them are quite keen to do that. So it would be good to see those kind of Web 2 applications in our environment.
We've talked about Tada being able to generate emails, but it generates an RSS feed as well. And we can actually embed RSS feeds in Blackboard.
Yeah.
Here we are working with an application that really does not only extend the learning environment, if you like, extends the virtual learning environment as well.
Absolutely.
So, you know, given our Blackboard hub, here we have an extension tool. Mm.
And I think it'd be good to see that continuing to develop and extending. Most of my students are kind of fully Blackboard enabled as far as it goes. We're working with some of the kind of wiki and blog applications within Blackboard, and keen to see that kind of increase. So yeah, all power to W2.
Yeah, I probably listed about 30 odd applications in all different sort of areas. Were there any others that...
There were all kinds of things in there of interest. The project management things were really the ones that got me focused, because I was thinking of this particular undergraduate group and how I could enhance their learning. In the past, I've introduced them to Project. But it's almost as though it's one piece of software learning too far. Now, some of the things I liked about the project management software on there is it was relatively easy to use.
You know, if you think about Microsoft Project, I mean, I remember my reaction the first time I saw that. Goodness, this does so much. Do I have to know about all this? This is going to be a 4-day training course at least.
Absolutely.
Whereas the sense with a lot of these applications is it does a very simple thing, and you know, they're very approachable.
I found that, and what I thought, I started by looking at the kind of project management stuff, and I liked the approach there, and I was thinking, well, maybe I could stretch them to this. And then I came across Tada further down your list, and I thought, wow, that is such a simple step. So I could get them. I run this program kind of through, at the moment, 3 years of undergrads, first year, second year, and third year, until they do a final year project, which is quite a big one. And I was thinking, if I could get them to dying in the kind of early years, it might be like first year to dar, second year maybe step it up a little to something a little bit more project management oriented, so that by the third year, they wouldn't be learning it, they would know it, and it would be there as a tool for them if they wanted to use it.
Well, thanks very much to Vic. We actually had a second conversation, and I hope that will be the next podcast that comes out on this channel when we talk about his use of Facebook. Now, there are going to be several podcasts that relate to Facebook and also several podcasts that relate to Web 2.0 over the next few weeks. I'm doing quite a lot of work in that area and speaking to quite a few people. So this is going to be a bit of an ongoing theme for a while, I suspect. So we'll be hearing more from Vic, but for the moment, thanks very much to Vic for all those ideas and his choice of Tada list. There will be links to that in the show notes for this program. If you have any other ideas that you'd like me to discuss, or if you have something you'd like to come and talk about, then please do get in touch with me. you can contact me via email at lta-podcast@shu.ac.uk, or you can leave a comment on the show notes website, which is http://ltapodcast.blogspot.com. Thanks again for listening.